Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We're here at the Great White Bite, and I'm talking to a lovely chef, and his name is Curtis from the Hamborough Hotel. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you, I'm good. Excited to be here.
It's good, isn't it? Were you here yesterday?
I wasn't, no, I was working, unfortunately.
So this isn't work, then?
Well, it's meant to be my day off, but I'm here anyway. Got to be done. Can't say no, can I?
So you're the chef, the head chef at the Hamborough Hotel, which is in Ventnor. And it's on that slopey road, isn't it, with a little tiny car park opposite.
Hamborough Road, funny enough. Yeah. Hamborough Road, yeah.
And what sort of food do you do at the Hamborough?
So it's a fine dining establishment. We're currently holding two rosettes. We hold ourselves to a high standard. Always constantly changing the menu. We go every 3-4 weeks with a new menu, constantly improving the food, constantly trying to impress our customers.
And I'm sure you manage that. Is most of your food locally sourced?
We try to. If the island's got the best produce, we definitely get it from the island. But there is certain things that we reach out for, like seafood. Certain seafoods we get from Cornwall. Flying fish is an amazing supply for our seafood. But majority, if we can, we get it from the Isle of Wight, yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it? So do you go to the local butchers?
Yeah, so we use WA Foods majority of the time, so he supplies most of our Isle of Wight meats.
And what sort of meats do you do?
At the moment we've got Isle of Wight lamb, we've got Creedy Carver duck actually, which doesn't come from the Isle of Wight, but it's a beautiful bird, so I have to keep it on the menu, have to.
So what do you do with the duck then?
So the duck, we brine that so it's like a salted water with a bit of orange and aromats in there. We brine that for a few hours, and then we rinse it off, sous vide it at 54 degrees for 2 hours.
What does that mean?
Sous vide is you're vac packing in a bag, and then you're putting it in a water that's set to a certain temperature. So it sort of slow cooks it, tenderises it, seasons it all at the same time. And then when it comes to initially cooking it for your customers, it's just pure perfection.
Right, so you cook it after all that?
Yeah, there's a lot of steps to get it to where it needs to be, but it makes a big difference.
I'm sure it does. So when people say, cool, that's an expensive dish, they don't realise what goes into it.
Exactly, yeah, there's a lot of work goes into all the dishes at the Hamborough.
And do you have control of the menu, or is it something controlled by anybody else?
Oh yeah, no, it's completely down to me and my sous chef, really. We put our heads together and create whatever we fancy, if I'm honest with you. Yeah, as soon as we get bored of a dish, that's it, it's coming off and we're changing it.
So what's your favourite dish to cook?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's completely down to how I feel on the day, whether I fancy seafood or meat dish or maybe even a veggie dish, but the duck is one of my favourites. I've always got the Creedy Carver duck on. I usually just change the garnishes, but the duck's got to be one of my favourites.
And what sort of aromats do you put in with the duck?
So we've got star anise, cardamom and coriander, and then orange zest, black peppercorns.
So none of this like chilies and stuff like that?
No, there's no chili in the duck, no.
I should hope not. Me and chilies don't get on. So So what else would you recommend for people to come and eat? Can they eat a breakfast, to lunch and dinner, or is it just evening meals?
Yeah, we do breakfast, lunch and dinner at the Hamborough. We've recently changed the lunch menu, so before we was doing sort of a set menu, and now we've transferred to tapas small plates, so it's almost a sharing menu. We advise that you order 3 to 5 plates per person. They all come out small, you share them between yourselves.
Wow, and what sort of things are in the tapas?
Oh, we've got all sorts. We've got Cornish crab arancinis, got braised beef bonbons, pressed pork belly, got New Forest mushroom bruschetta. Got all sorts on there, all sorts.
Wow, that sounds really nice. And breakfast?
Breakfast. See, I don't deal with breakfast much. We've got breakfast chefs which take that off my shoulders, lucky enough. But you've got all your standard stuff on there, salmon scrambled eggs, your beautiful full English. Just your standard breakfast, cook well.
That can't be bad, can it? And people can come and stay there as well?
Yeah, we've got rooms as well.
How many rooms do you have, or don't you know?
I want to say eight, but I'm pretty sure there's some sort of construction going on at the moment to get some more rooms for the Hamborough.
Well, thank you very much, and you're enjoying yourself here?
Absolutely.
So far?
Looking forward to it.
Until you have to stand up there and tell everybody about everything?
Yeah.
And they won't throw things at you?
Yeah, it should be fine, it'll be good.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Curtis.
You're welcome, thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.